What is up, you guys? I hope you guys are having an amazing week. Welcome back to Moments of Impact. I wanted to thank you guys in advance for so much support that you guys have given me to be able to have a voice, to be able to put this content out for you guys and for you guys to truly, you know, take time out of your day to listen to this. And I am really grateful for every single one of you and for everything that you'll support me in the future. And so yeah, with that being said, I wanted to go ahead and get started with the segment. I wanted this topic today to be about obstacles and anything that's ever happened in your past, present, anything that you're facing right now. Those are all part of your story, and your story is one that's very important, and it helps you to be a powerful person because your story is unique to you. And you also have elements in your story that are a part of, you know, every person out there in the world's story as well. Because one thing that I learned throughout my lifetime, and as you probably know, if you don't know already, is that every single day, someone out there in the world is contributing to our lives. They are helping us either make a decision, or they're helping us make some kind of, it doesn't even have to even be the biggest thing either, because it can be the smallest decision. It can be a life-changing decision. It could be as small as, oh, I decided to go to Fry's today because my best friend wanted to go here, or I'm gonna go to the movies today because the guy that just asked me out yesterday wanted to go. So every single person that we meet in our lives is always gonna contribute to our lives, whether they're gonna put us in a like a whole completely different path in our life when we meet them, or they can make the smallest, you know, decision for us that, you know, we decided to go here today instead of here. And that led us to that path of accidentally meeting someone else, or, you know, running into someone really important because you decided to go to Fry's today. So I want you guys to see that as something important to always keep in mind, to know that every single person that you meet in your life is gonna help you get to the next stage in your life. Because like I had said, it doesn't have to be something huge that they change in your life, but it can just be one small thing. Because honestly, you don't even know sometimes that someone's gonna change some kind of decision. You know, someone can accidentally spill their drink on you and be like, oh no, like, you know, and you'll have to go back home and change your shirt or something. And, you know, that'll lead to the next event in your life. And if you had never made, you know, if that had never happened, then the next part of your day would have never happened. So those little parts and things in your life will help to create your story of who you are and who you're gonna be. And so with that, it also goes hand in hand with the obstacles that we face in life, because there's going to be some kind of people or some kind of unexpected life event that happens in your life that puts an obstacle to where you're going. And the thing is, you need to realize that those obstacles were placed there for a reason. And if those obstacles weren't in your life, you would never change as a person. You would never be the successful person you're gonna be or who you are today. You would have never changed your life in a way that will help you grow to the next stage in your life without these obstacles. So you need to see these obstacles as a blessing instead of something that's hurting you. So I had talked to you guys a little bit about those obstacles in life, in a previous, podcast before, and I had used, and, you know, I had came to this realization that obstacles can be a good thing in your life, even though sometimes it sucks to go through obstacles, because obviously no one wants to go through, you know, adversities and have to, you know, face challenges where they, you know, it causes them pain, or, you know, it takes apart something that you were building, you know, towards. So I had, after I had went through one of the biggest life obstacles, changing obstacles last year, and actually 2 years ago, because it started 2 years ago, when I found out I got diagnosed with a health condition, it changed my entire life. And even though it wasn't something I wanted to go through, I had to go through it in order to become the person I am today. Because I feel that without this obstacle in my life, I would have never grown immensely like I did today and have the mindset that I do. I had a while back decided that I, you know, there was during, you know, that time in my life, I just thought my whole world was falling apart because this was brand new to me. I had no idea, you know, what this health condition was. Obviously, I had symptoms leading up to it, but it was something that just quickly happened out of the blue. And obviously, it was something that built up over time, but it was something so life-changing that I wasn't prepared for. It just hit me really hard, and I thought my whole world was gonna fall apart. But I decided in the year of 2017, after the second year, that I wasn't going to, after I got to like my breaking point of it, I decided that I wasn't going to let that define me. I wasn't gonna let that allow to break me down and just feel sorry for myself and not wanting to get up and go to school or do anything, or, you know, because I had that decision that I almost dropped out of school because it had gotten so bad. But I decided that I was going to push through and I was going to persevere. And during that time, it made me realize that obstacles are a good thing in your life, and you need to utilize those in the best way that you can, because obstacles help define who you are. And with that being said, I don't want you guys to ever feel that something that happened either in your past, present, or, you know, anything that's gonna happen in your future, to let it define you as a person of the obstacle itself, but help define who you're gonna be tomorrow, of who you're gonna create yourself to be. So the difference between that is that, one, you could let the obstacle define you of who you are in that situation. So say that, you know, you ended up being in this situation that made you look a certain way, or that made you see the world in a certain type of light. You could let that obstacle that put you in that position define who you are based through that, or you could use that obstacle to change you, to allow you to be who you want to be, instead of allowing the obstacle by itself to create this version of you that you really aren't. So say that, you know, you have some kind of health condition like me. You could be in the position where you could say, oh yeah, you know, I'm sick. Like, you know, I'm gonna let it just defeat me. I'm a sick person. Like, I, you know, I'm not able to go out and do anything because of this. But because you can see what, I know it's very cliche to say, but the light at the end of the tunnel, that's something that I learned, that you need to see what positive outcome can come from this obstacle. And when you do that, your life becomes so much better. You are able to start seeing that your obstacle is not going to hold you down, and that you're not going to be struggling anymore. You're able to get back up and use that story to your advantage. Let what happened to you, excuse me, I'm sorry, my throat, but let those obstacles be what you use to say, I'm not going to let that define me, but rather I'm going to see what opportunities I can take from this and create a better future for myself so that I don't let this define who I am. Because if you do that, you're going to hate yourself for the rest of your life. You're always going to be wondering and wondering what if. Every single story is unique, and every single one of us contribute to each person's story out there. And with that, you need to let your story be heard by others of something that you went through so that other people can know that they're not alone. And so that it can help you to be able to succeed in life and being able to live the life that you deserve, the happiness that you deserve. You need to wake up every morning knowing that, honestly, this is what I tell myself every day, like, it could be worse. You know, I could, you know, be in a much worse situation, but I'm not, you know. And even if the situation was, you know, in a really bad, you know, put you in a really bad place, you still need to know that you're still living, you're still breathing. You know, there's people out there that support you, that love you, that care about you. And even if you're in a position where you feel that you're by yourself, no, there's other people out there that have similar stories. They, you know, are wanting to talk to each other. They want to support each other, but you need to go out and find those people that, you know, believe in the same things that you do. They support you in the way that you would support them. So one of the things that I live by that is a reason I created this whole, you know, moments of impact, is that in a moment, like, you know, your whole world can be impacted. So everything you do every single day, no matter how big or small, is going to affect the rest of your life. So you need to know that whatever you do today is going to affect tomorrow, which means that you need to always be very conscious of what you're doing today. You know, what are you doing today? Are you doing something that's going to help you tomorrow? Or, you know, if you were not here after, you know, tomorrow, would you be happy with the choices that you had made today? And that's something that Steve Jobs had said, and I thought it was brilliant. And because that should be something that everybody lives by, is what you're doing today, you know, going to help you for tomorrow? Is it going to help you succeed? If not, you need to rethink, you know, what you're doing. And but the thing is, even if today is not perfect, it was supposed to be the way that it happened that day. Because like I had said, there's going to be obstacles in our life that are just going to happen out of nowhere, and we didn't plan on it, but you got to use it. You got to take advantage of being able to use that to drive that force inside of you, drive that burning passion and desire from the pain that you felt through that obstacle to push you forward for tomorrow to be a better you. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this segment today. You guys, you can email me at momentsofimpact18@gmail.com. You can go ahead and follow me on Instagram. I actually just changed the Instagram one because the username looked really weird on there. So it's _momentsofimpact_. Someone unfortunately took the name. So I wasn't able to just leave it as Moments of Impact. I had to use another character on there in order to get it on there. But you can talk to me through there. You can talk to me through email. I also have Twitter of Impact a Life. So you guys at me, tweet me, do anything that you guys want to get in touch with me. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on today's segment and what you guys want to be hearing in the future. Thank you guys. Signing off. Have a good night.